Hello?
Hello, my name is Secret. Returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
41256.
Hey, and the first and last name?
Cheryl Fannin.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
505 Rule, R-U-L-E, Branch, Staffordsville, Kentucky, 41256. What is this charge for? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just waiting for this to get loaded up.
What is it for?
Yes, I'm still waiting for this for it to, okay. So it shows that you entered a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid back on October 22nd, paying $574.
No, I did not.
Okay, so you don't recall doing a survey to get for a KitchenAid?
No, I've got
a mixer.
I've got that already.
Okay, so could you verify your email address?
cfannin5@gmail.com.
Okay, so your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name and your address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. But if you share, you or no one else in the house placed the order, then I can get you transferred to our fraud department.
Okay, so is this the 6732 that I'm being charged?
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed 6732, and that starts the first month of membership and buys a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
I did not do this at all.
Okay, so just bear with me one moment while I get you transferred to our fraud department.
Sure.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, I do appreciate you being patient with me, ma'am. Just bear with me one more moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I do have you being transferred over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.
Oh, okay. Okay.